أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإن كن نساء فوق اثنتين فلهن ثلثا ما ترك. In this ayat, the beginning of the ayat, Allah Ta'ala explains that Allah is explaining the laws of inheritance. That is, in the family, with regard to the children, what the inheritance laws are. And the basic principle Allah Ta'ala has explained is that males will get double that of females. And that was explained that is the most fair and correct thing, which is the correct thing, which Allah Ta'ala has prescribed for us. Now from here, the details till the end of the ruku, which are very complicated, not easy to understand, and this is really the work of the muftis, and this is a whole special science of its own, the laws of inheritance, which are studied in the alim course, and then more intensively in the mufti course. And only even those muftis who are conversant, who always carry on working out the inheritance of people, they will know. Otherwise, there are many, many complications. It's not easy to sort it out. So we will just do basically the translation. For us to understand it, to remember it, comprehend it, is also beyond us. Anyway, Allah Ta'ala says, فَإِن كُنَّ نِسَانْ فَوْقَتْ نَتَيْنْ پھر اگر صرف عورتیں ہی ہو دو سے زیادہ. And if the inheritors are only females, that is, daughters are left only female, and there are two or more, فَلَهُنَّ ثُلُثَا مَا تَرَكْ, تو ان کے لیے ہے دو تہائی اس مال سے جو چھوڑ مرا. For they will get two-thirds of the inheritance. If they are only girls who are the inheritors, then they will get two-thirds of the inheritance. وَإِنْ كَانَتْ وَاحِدَةً فَلَهَا النِّصْفُ, اور اگر ایک ہی ہو تو اس کے لیے آدھا ہے. And if there is only one girl that is an inheritor, she will get half of the inheritance of her mother or her father. وَلِأَبَوَيْهِ لِكُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمُ السُّدُسُ, اور میت کے ماں باپ کو ہر ایک کے لیے دونوں میں سے چھٹا حصہ ہے. And for the parents, if a person has passed away, his parents are still living, mother and father, then each one will get one-sixth of the inheritance for the mother and the father. مِمَّا تَرَكْ إِنْ كَانَ لَهُ وَلَدْ, جو کہ چھوڑا مرا اگر میت کے اولاد ہے. This is what the deceased has left. And in that is the case that he has got children. If he has got children, the parents will get one-sixth each. So we can see there are different rules. If he hasn't got children, then that figure changes. And there are many things. If there is somebody in the line, somebody, and also if there are step-brothers and sisters, and whether they are step-brothers from the mother's side or the father's side, all this affects the shares. And it is not at all easy for anyone to work it out. It needs very intensive dedication. Then a person can work it out. So they will get one-sixth, the parents. If the person who has passed away, he left his parents and he has got children. فَإِن لَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ وَلَدْ, اور اگر اس کے اولاد نہیں, however, if he hasn't got children, and his parents are still living, وَوَرِثَاهُ أَبَوَاهُ وَوَرِثَهُ أَبَوَاهُ, اور وارث ہے اس کے ماں باپ, and his parents are inheritors, فَلِأُمِّهِ الثُّلُثُ, تو اس کے ماں کا ہے تہائی, then the mother will get one-third in that case. فَإِنْ كَانَ لَهُ إِخْوَةٌ, that was about the children. Now, if that person who has passed away, this deceased, if he has got brothers, sisters, فَإِنْ كَانَ لَهُ إِخْوَةٌ فَلِأُمِّهِ السُّدُسُ, تو ان کے ماں کا ہے چھٹا حصہ, then the mother will get one-sixth. That is, if there are no children, the mother will get a third. If there are children, they will get the other share, the mother will get one-sixth. And all this is مِن بَعْدِ وَسِيَّتِ يُوْسِي بِهَا أَوْدَيْن, بعد وصیت کے, جو کہ مرا یا بعد ادائے قرض کے. So this is all after the wasiyat is completed. If he has made any bequest, he is allowed to make bequest up to 1/3 of his estate. For example, to give it to any masjid, madrasa, or to any third party, a person who is not going to inherit, he can give it to that person, or if he has got any debts which are outstanding, then all those debts must be paid also first. Then after that, the inheritance takes place. Aba'ukum wa abna'ukum la tadruna ayyuhum aqrabu lakum naf'a. Tumhare baap aur bete, tumko maalum nahi kaun nafa pahunchaye tumko zyada. With regard to your parents, your children, you do not know who is more beneficial to you. Like in the days of ignorance, which was the wrong system, they should give inheritance only to those men who can fight, who can go for warfare and fight. So that's benefit they saw. Allah says, what the true benefits are of your parents, of your children, you do not know. Allah knows. And according to the complete knowledge of Allah Ta'ala, فَرِيضَةً مِّنَ اللَّهِ حِسَّى مُقَرَّرًا كِيَا هُوَا Allah ka. Allah has fixed everyone's share. Allah knows perfectly who must get how much. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا بِشَكَ اللَّهَ خَبَرْدَارِ هِي حِكْمَتْ وَالَى. Undoubtedly Allah Ta'ala is the all-knowing and full of wisdom. So according to that, Allah has made this inheritance. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, learn the laws of inheritance for me, for I will be passing away. And then this knowledge must not get lost. Allah reward the sahaba, they learned it. Allah reward the ulama, the muftis of the ummah. Till today, a thorough study of this is made, and inheritance is distributed according to the laws of Allah. If we don't want it and we don't opt for it, that is our problem. But it is, Allah has promulgated it, it's there present for us, and everyone must endeavor that his inheritance must be done according to Sharia. As soon as a person owns something, as soon as he becomes baligh, he should keep his will ready by his head side. That will remind him of his mort also, and also anything, if he's owing anyone, somebody is owing him, if he's got any qaza, namazas, rozas, all that must be noted in there. This in itself is a great, great ibadat, and a person gets the reward of a shaheed if he keeps his will ready. Not only when we become 60 or 70, then we make a will, but as soon as we become baligh, if we are owning any money, we are owing somebody money, somebody is owing us, we must have a will ready. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to learn the whole of our deen, and we can see how complete our deen is. That even these matters, Allah Ta'ala has taught us and sorted it out. Yea, as we learned of all the fractions, that is 1/6, 1/3, etc. The man gets double that of woman. All this needs mathematical calculation. When there were no names of schools, this all knowledge was carrying on. So we are not dependent, and that from the schools we learn mathematical calculations. But they are all, and yet the Quran has taught them all. They are present here in the Quran. And this was since 1400 years, this is carrying on. Schools are only a recent development. And the universities even more recent than schools. So this knowledge of deen and of our dunya matters, all our arithmetic and mathematical calculations, all that also has been taught to us completely in our deen in the Quran Sharif. May Allah make us that we turn to the Quran for all our needs, and we follow the commands of Allah who has made us, and we are to be used according to His commands. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah.